We're going to resume this open meeting of the Pacifica National Board now. Annie Fia, can you call the roll, please?
Sherry Gendelman. Bonnie Simmons. Andrea Turner. Joseph Manzala.
Here.
Grace Aaron.
Here.
Sean O'Brien.
Present.
Leslie Radford. Rico Ross.
Present.
George Ryder.
Here.
Sandra Rohrlein.
Here.
Wendy Schrell.
Here.
Susan Young.
Here.
Nia Bediaco.
Present.
Carolyn Burden.
Here.
Kathy Davis.
Here.
Jamie Ross.
Here.
Jim Brown.
Yeah, I think I did, yes.
A.C. Bird.
Here.
Lizette King.
Present.
David Beaton.
Here.
Ifia Nwangaza here. We have a quorum, Madam Chair.
Okay, thank you, Ifia. I had a request, before we start anything else, I had a request from Mr. DeAnda. He is on the agenda twice, once tonight for 2 hours, and also again tomorrow morning, and he was wondering if he could just, we could move him to tomorrow morning for his, that executive session. Is there any objection to that? Susan, are you around? Can someone see if they can get Susan? I just wanted to ask her a quick question about that. And Ricardo, are you here? He stepped out too. Okay, you know what? The first thing on this agenda is 5 minutes for acknowledgments. So why don't we start that first, and then we'll go on to the governance committee items. Then we'll go on to amending the agenda slightly, and then on to governance committee items. So does anyone have an acknowledgement?
I have an acknowledgement.
Okay, Ifia. Use the
microphone. I want to acknowledge the chair of the Pacifica National Board and the interim ED, and her patience, her tolerance, and her commitment in the face of horrific abuse. And as an example of that and symbolizing it, we present her with a bouquet of flowers.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Further, we acknowledge her commitment to the affiliates program and to the expansion of Pacifica's national footprint as represented by the more than 130 affiliate associated with Pacifica. It's an honor to be associated with you, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much. I'm overwhelmed. Rico wanted to be on the stack for acknowledgments.
Yes, George, I wanted too. to give an acknowledgement to the hosts and organizers of this event. They did a great job. To the station, KPFA last night laid out an amazing dinner for us and reception for us. And I also would like to say that the board has found a sense of humor, and I think that's something that we can get a lot of mileage out of.
Yes. Okay, I think Sherry was next.
Yes, I wanted to acknowledge a past chair of the board, Dave Adelson, for his leadership as a chair of the board that entertained discussion and a process of democracy that is or should be exemplary.
Thank you, Sherry. George?
Yeah, I have two, actually. I want to acknowledge LaVarne Williams and the staff of both the national office and the people in the doing finance at the local stations. We have in front of us a set of documents current up to the beginning of this month, which allows us to make our own independent judgments of what our financial situation is, and I greatly appreciate that. I also want to acknowledge my wife. At the Houston meeting, she was in charge of finding a place to meet, and she actually found a place which was not downtown, sort of out of ways, and it would have cost about half as much as the actual place that we stayed at. But it put the item of the cost of these meetings on the agenda. And I also want to acknowledge the people at PFW who put together for the first time a meeting that cost less than $20,000. And I think AC was part of that. I know Rob Robinson was. And Jim Brown also. That sort of made it clear that it was possible. And we've been running on that kind of procedure ever since then. So I'd like to give them an acknowledgement for that.
All right. Are there any other acknowledgments?
Okay. I also think we should acknowledge the fact that some of these listeners have traveled from across the country to be here tonight, and that is a true testament to their dedication to the station and that they have taken ownership.
Thank you, Rico. Okay, Ifea.
I wanted to join with George in acknowledging a Pacifica listener, I believe it is, who had urged us to consider possible Al Jazeera programming. Don Cook. Which brings us as a network back to cutting edge broadcasting.
Thank you, Ifea. Are there any other acknowledgments? All right, hearing none, we'll go to the proposed slight agenda change. Mr. DeAnda is on the agenda for tonight from 8 to 10 and tomorrow from 9 to 10, I believe, and he would like to consolidate that and just be with us in executive session tomorrow morning. Is there any objection to that? Do we have any plans that need him tonight?
Madam
Chair. Bonnie?
Not having a full understanding of the motions that are intended or the discussion that is intended tonight for executive session, but having a rough idea of some of the possible subjects that may come up, I actually respectfully would ask that we have Foundation Counsel here for both executive sessions.
Okay. Susan, did you have a – thank you, Bonnie. Do you have the executive session agenda?
The executive session agenda is really something that we have not adopted as yet, and I came up with topics for it that included – and I've got them somewhere, but I will do off the top of my head.
Let's not reveal.
No, I understand. Right. They were matters such as personnel and legal issues pertaining to things like evaluation of station or where we were on, if there were any specifics about the postings for jobs, if there were any specifics that we'd be discussing about the National Election Supervisor selection, those sorts of things.
And Mr. DeAnda feels that he doesn't, it doesn't seem to be that much for him to bring to the board that would require both this evening and tomorrow morning. Would you like to discuss it with him and maybe come back in 5 minutes
Madam Chair, I have another comment attached to that.
Yes.
I believe there are also several legal opinions that have been requested, and these may very well come up, and we would need Mr. DeAnda's presence in order to discuss them.
I believe they're not ready yet, or?
I'll be back
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you.
Sorry.
All right. So we're going to move on with the next agenda item. I'm going to hand it over to you, George, for the Governance Committee section.
Can I do that?
Yeah. I've revised a bit to make it read better and also to make it clear how we want it to be implemented. The motion coming out of the governance committee that you have in your printed agenda, I sent it around to everyone. I'll read it to you now. Let me say the background of this. There was a petition from the staff at KPFA asking for a recall of two of the staff members. The bylaws require that you have at least 2% of the type of delegate.
Class
of delegate. Yes, thank you. And there were, I gather, 70 signatures, which was more than enough.
Excuse me, Mr. Chair of the Governance Committee. Sorry. There are 9 signatures for one recall person and 10 signatures for the other. This has nothing to do with the 70-person petition about an entirely different subject.
My mistake. My understanding is that the petition meets the criterion of the bylaws. It was delivered on May 11th. And hasn't been acted on. Now, there's nothing in the bylaws that says when it has to be acted on. There is no time on that. But it seemed appropriate to the governance committee and to me that that sort of thing needs to be done expeditiously. So the motion in front of us is the following. The PNB instructs the IED to appoint an election supervisor to facilitate the holding of a recall election for staff positions in accordance with the bylaws and in response to the petition from the staff at KPFA containing more than 2% of the eligible staff signatures by May 31st, 2009. So that's the motion in front of us.
I'm sorry. Do we have that somewhere?
I sent that by email. I sent two, actually. There was an earlier version. This is the latest one. It says revised. I could send it again, yes? I've also sent around the relevant bylaws, but what I'd like to do now is to, I gather that Les Radke is here, is that correct? He is. Les Radke was, I believe, our first election supervisor, is that correct?
Second.
No. Second. Les, would you speak to the issue of the bylaws and what it requires?
Bylaws require, because the bylaws simply state, as you've read, that the recall petition has to be signed by 2% of the people it has to be turned into the secretary. It has. It's silent at that point. I have to remind people, 10 years ago when the bylaws were written, there was a feeling that because we were all close comrades, everybody would follow the bylaws automatically. There was that feeling. That was an assumption. I'm not sure the assumption was correct. So at this point, the board does have to step in and say, here is what has to be done to implement those things, because the bylaws do not indicate what implementation, if any, should be made.
Okay, thank you. It's open for discussion. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection to the motion?
Yes. I have a question.
Yes.
Could I see the proof of all of this? I mean, on the governance committee, I think I asked for the proof. I did not get it. I don't know if it was circulated. It was okay.
The petition for election, it should be in front of you now. It was circulated at the beginning of the meeting.
And this is something that the board would act on, or will the local station board act on this because they're the delegates?
I had originally written this to the local station board, but it's actually, that's not really appropriate. What we're asking for is that we basically have an election supervisor for this meeting, for this purpose. If there is a national election supervisor, well, that's obviously who it should be. But if there isn't, the motion says the IED will appoint somebody to make this election happen by May 31st.
Where in the bylaws does it say the election supervisor has to do this?
It doesn't. It does not say that. This is what I'm suggesting as a means of implementing the bylaws. The part of the bylaws that says that there has to be a recall election. It's section 3. It's article 3, section 9. And I've already forwarded that to you all. Is there any other comment on the any other discussion about the motion?
Yeah, yes. I believe that the bylaws require the appointment of a national election supervisor by March. So I would move that some sort of sanction be imposed on the IED for failure to appoint a national election supervisor by March as a substitute motion.
Second.
Am I chairing this meeting?
Yeah, why don't you chair it, George?
Okay, I'm going to rule that in order.
Point of order?
Yes.
I believe that a substitute motion has to be germane to the same topic, which is the election of the, you know, conduct of a recall election. This actually speaks to a different issue.
You know, I think you're right. We're not talking about the specifics of doing or not doing this recall election. We're talking about the performance of the IED in the past. So I'm going to reverse myself on that. I'm going to rule it out of order.
Okay, I'll challenge the ruling of the chair.
Okay. Is there any, would you like to speak to the ruling of the chair?
Yes, I'm challenging your ruling. I think that the bylaws require the appointment of a national election supervisor who might be the person that would conduct this. I think it's appropriate since what we're talking about is a national election supervisor overseeing this election, and I think it's appropriate that my motion is related to this.
I'm basically taking Jamie's point that the conduct of the, since what you're asking for was a motion to, how did you put it, censure or sanction the IED, that motion is really about the IED's performance. It's not about this election. So I'm going to stand with that as my ruling. The point of order is, of course, both debatable and it'll be voted on. So is there anyone else want to speak to this? Okay. Hearing no one, a vote of yes sustains the chair. A vote of no overrules the chair. Shall we do this by a show of hands?
Yes.
Okay. All those supporting the chair's ruling, please put your hand up. All those opposed? The chair is sustained, and we are back to the motion on the floor is the PMB instructs the IED to appoint an election supervisor to facilitate the holding of the recall election. Bonnie, and then Wendy.
As I understand this, the only part of the process that is actually detailed in the bylaws are that the delegates must be afforded reasonable and appropriate due process according to the circumstances, including notice and an opportunity to be heard at the meeting or in writing if a written ballot is submitted to the members. And you have a motion that has this election being held by May 31st, along with the delegates who are up for recall having to have notice and be able to actually respond in these meetings or by writing if we choose. You have to have the list has to be of the entire staff as we are elected as staff members by the paid and unpaid staff of the radio station, and then you will have to have time for a balloting procedure, and I don't believe that can be done in a month.
Anyone else want to speak to this issue? Wendy.
Well, I mean, we've never done this before. I think the motion is appropriate to say that somebody has to be in charge of handling it. Maybe we need to amend it to give it more time, but we're also, I don't know where these two delegates are in their election cycle. I hope they're not up for re-election at this time. Probably not, right? Because our new election is starting at the same time almost. That's all. I mean, I'm in favor of this motion because there's somebody has to do it.
Anyone else want to speak to this motion? Leslie?
I'm trying to reference it now, but I believe, and somebody can help me with this, that the options here are for the PNB to determine this or for the LSB.
The delegates.
I would like to refer this matter back to the LSB.
So this is a motion to refer to the LSB. I think that's in order. It's a committee.
I have a question from a listener that I'd like to respond to here. The LSB, to my knowledge, has not yet taken this up, and they have the opportunity to do so. I would like to see this handled at the LSB level, and I'd like to see all such matters handled at the LSB level, unless it's impossible. I don't see any reason why the PNB should be involved unless there's a real problem at the LSB, and I don't see that.
Sean?
We were given this, and by the bylaws, we were given it legitimately at the PNB level. Let the PNB deal with it and do its duty as it sees fit.
Susan?
Yes. I think an election needs to be conducted because the threshold in the bylaws has been met. I know that when we had a challenge to our election of George and Michael Woodson, I disagreed with the PNB usurping our opportunity to address it, and we did address it. And I prefer that decisions get made at the local level and that the PNB take action if the decisions at the local level are either inappropriate or not taken.
Anyone else want to speak to this issue? Rico.
I don't know if this is in order, but I wonder whether it would be possible to have some public comment before we vote on this.
Since we're at KPFA, you mean? I don't think so. We have
on
only
the main,
15,
on
we,
the main motion.
We have only 15 minutes to do this in, and I don't think we have time for that. Is anyone else want to speak to the issue? Yes, David.
Would you accept a friendly amendment extending the date by 60 days instead of June 31st?
You can amend it if you wish. There's no such thing as a friendly amendment. I don't have the option, really.
Well, I would.
We have a.
I believe the motion on the floor is a substitute to the main motion.
That's fine, and you can.
And to amend the substitute to do something in 60 days strikes me as a little odd.
It may be odd, but it's within Robert's rules, and in fact, you can amend either motion. That's what a substitution motion does. It allows you to actually talk about and amend either one. So David, which one? What is
well,
it you'd like to amend?
I would substitute the date to June 31st.
30th. Is there a second for that?
Oh, that was tricky. See how he tried that.
I heard a second for that. Is there any discussion on David's motion for extending till June 30th? Hearing none, is there any objection to David's motion of extending till June 30th? All right, hearing none, yes?
If you are of the opinion that the local station board should be handling this, you would be voting
aye. No, not necessarily.
Yeah, use the microphone.
Hook them together for me properly. Is he amending?
He's amending the main motion, which is to put June 30th instead of May 31st. That having been done, Leslie's motion to refer the whole thing to committee is in order. It is actually on the floor. So the committee being the LSB. So is there any further discussion on Leslie's motion to refer this to the LSB?
Point of information.
Yes.
I wonder how it got here in the first place. Does anybody know?
Would someone like to speak to that?
You're on the governance committee. How did
you guys get it? Joe, you brought it forth to the governance committee.
Well, we all received this petition in our inboxes of the PNB
at least a month ago, after this petition was already submitted to the local station board nearly 2 months ago. So the question then was, you know, it seemed that this was an appropriate issue to be taken up by the governance committee because it's a bylaws issue. So
I would be willing to amend my motion to say that we refer it to the LSB for action.
Well, we assumed that that was the case.
There seems to be an implication floating that the LSB has not acted. I would include the instruction for action.
Yes.
Another point of information.
Yes.
Whose responsibility is it to appoint a supervisor, election supervisor?
If the motion is to refer to the LSB is approved, then it's not clear who does that. The LSB takes care of it somehow.
Okay. Let me just repeat myself, just in case no one heard. On the governance committee, George knows this, I asked this question before. So this is nothing new. The LSB has not addressed this. So how it jumped from the governance committee over here without being addressed by the LSB, I am still trying to find that out.
I think the point of this is that it isn't clear that the LSB is going to address this unless we act. That was certainly what was asked for at the governance committee.
What was the vote? What was the vote that rejected it? What was the vote?
It was. I sent it all around to you before, and I don't have it right with me. But it was.
What was the vote, Joe? What was the vote?
There was a vote on the committee. It was
LSB. The LSB. What was the vote on the LSB?
I'm sorry.
Okay. Then I rest my case.
It wasn't addressed.
Excuse me. I can address that.
I think I was on the stack before.
I'm sorry. Joe and then Sherry.
So the issue, as I understand it, is this petition was submitted to the LSB by the petitioners. According to the bylaws, it was submitted to the LSB secretary. I think what we received here shows the certified mail receipt of when it was sent. And while the bylaws doesn't prescribe a particular time, We anticipated, after we had seen this, that it would be taken up at the next LSB meeting. However, the LSB didn't address it. So the petitioners then felt compelled to move the issue forward and raise it with the PNB. And one of the other things you have to keep in mind is that the KPFA LSB majority passed a motion to meet only every other month. So there's a problem with LSB, the responsiveness of the LSB to an issue like this, because we're not meeting that regularly, even though some of us would prefer to do so. So the issue here is of appealing to the LSB, to the PNB to expedite this. And I would add that the reason why I would oppose the motion to refer this to the LSB is because the LSBs don't have jurisdiction over elections in Pacifica. This is a national issue.
Point of information.
Jamie.
Yes. How much time is left on this item?
There is 2 minutes and 20 seconds.
Well, I'm on the stack.
You're next.
Point of information.
Yes.
Joe's report here. In other words, the LSB did not take it up at the one meeting between receiving notice and now.
No.
That is my understanding. Is that correct, Joe?
That's not correct, actually. Okay. The LSB was informed that the staff was going to conduct the election, which is why they didn't act on it. We thought the election was going forward, so accuracy would be helpful. The motion fails to have a financial impact, which is required by the bylaws. Who is going to pay to have this election? What are the funds required to conduct the election?
Chair.
Doesn't matter. Every motion has
Would anyone else like to speak to this motion?
I said. Chair, as far as I'm concerned, and I made this point earlier, for years this PNB has been derelict in its duty to oversee their election, their committees, and to ensure that the rules are complied with. I sat here and I heard certain remarks being made, and I looked, I heard responses from the community, And they seem to be indicating to us that they want this thing to go through. And those of us who are talking about democracy, that's what we should be talking about. So I believe that we should not be sidetracked from our obligation. The fact is, I have enough information from what's been going on here that the LSB failed in their duty. And this is what's been going on for ever since. PFW is one of them. What do you call it again? Tyranny of the majority. This is not Pacifica's rule. So let's get on with it and move on.
Sophia?
I would add to that that any possible responsibility that the LSB could have had with regard to this issue was abdicated when it failed to deal with it in a timely fashion. And so now it passes to the PNB and it cannot be taken back.
How are we doing on time?
We're out of time.
Okay.
Time for election.
Unless I hear a motion to extend time, I will. We're going to go to a vote on the amendment, which is Leslie's amendment to refer this back to the LSB with the amended version of the motion, which is to replace May 31st by June 30th. So let's do this by a show of hands. All in favor of Leslie's amendment, please raise your hand. Somebody do the counting for me? Yes.
Six.
All opposed, please raise your hand.
Oh, I can't vote.
11. 6-11.
Okay.
6-4, and 11 against.
We now go to a vote on the main motion. The PNB instructs the IED to appoint an election supervisor to facilitate the holding of a recall election for staff positions in accordance with the bylaws and in response to the petition from the staff at KPFT containing more than 2%
KBFA.
Of the... KPFA containing more than 2% of the eligible staff signatures by June 30th, 2009. All those in favor, please raise your hand. All opposed, please raise your hand.
Five against.
Okay, motion passes. We move on to the next item on the agenda for...
Pardon me, George, could I have a point of personal privilege?
Certainly.
I'd like to make it clear that voting for this motion does not imply that one's... supports the recall.
Certainly. There's actually a motion from KPFK coming up a bit later, which is relevant to this as well. But the issue is to the extent to which the management is actually working cooperatively with the boards, the local boards. Now we're talking about. To implement station programming policy and it is stated in the bylaws that they should, and I'll read out what it says, that the LSBs are to work with station management to ensure that station programming fulfills the purposes of the foundation and is responsive to the diverse needs of the listeners, demographic and communities, geographic, served by the station, and the station policies and procedures for making programming decisions and for programming evaluations are working in a fair, collaborative, and respectful manner to provide quality programming. We recommend to the PNB that they request in writing an explanation from the GMs and PDs on how they are implementing this bylaw. So this is the intention here is to put it in front of the GMs, to have them respond to the PNB, and for us to make some sort of this part is not contained in that, of course, but it's as a way of encouraging that cooperation to occur. Susan, so yes. That's the motion in front of us.
Okay. I'd like to speak to it. The requirement in the bylaws, or the provision in the bylaws, pertains to the responsibility of the local station board to work with management, not management to work with the local station board. Now, one does not occur with the other, without the other. But I think it is really the responsibility of the local station board to assess whether it believes that that is happening effectively. And that is one of the measures that we discuss in our annual review of the GM and the PD. And we evaluate whether, for instance, we think the program council is working effectively. And so I don't think that asking the GMs to assess whether we, you know, our side of this equation is working well is a good idea.
You want to make a motion to amend?
So thank you. Motion to amend asking LSBs to assess whether this the success in implementing this provision of the bylaws.
Point of information. The amendment, I want to get some clarification. Are you saying that is the amendment implying that the LSB should not be the entity that conducts the evaluation?
No, I'm saying that the LSB should conduct the evaluation, and it's part of their evaluation of management of whether they've been able to, whether there is a successful collaboration that's been established. I'm resting the evaluative.
Was there a second? There was a second for that. And Joe.
Yeah, no, I would be against the amendment. I mean, certainly my understanding, and I think the understanding of the governance committee when we're discussing this, is the bylaws say that the LSBs are to ensure that programming decisions are being made in a fair and collaborative fashion. I mean, this is something that was pending before the KPFA LSB for over a year, a year ago, because the last year it was knocked off the agenda. But the idea is, as we all know, the LSBs themselves cannot get involved in program decision-making directly. What the bylaws say is that the LSB should ensure that... See, my sense is this came out of the sensibility of the movement to Save Pacifica, that the community and staff and management should collaborate in program decision-making in some way. Obviously, at the end of the day, management makes those decisions, or the managers, the program directors, and so forth. And out of that, this language, I believe, is what led to the formation, or the reformation, in a new sense, of the program councils at the stations around the country. And the program council at KPFA, after some growing pains and through the help of actually Liam Kirshner, who some of you know from the Alliance List, helped us go through some really tough discussions, building trust among staff, so that after a period of time, we actually got to a point where we were making program decisions in a fair and collaborative fashion, just to a large extent, on the KBFA Program Council. Until recently, the Program Council has been sort of disbanded. But I think that what this motion tries to do is say, and certainly it's the bylaws in this area are ambiguous, but the sense of the bylaws is that there shouldn't be a unilateral autocratic decisions made. We should, at Pacifica, be looking to not only the staff, but the community, and a lot of time the staff, especially the unpaid staff, are the community, or both community and staff. So all we're asking at this point is not even to send forward any directive, but just to get a sense from around the network of how this aspect of the bylaws is being implemented or not.
Let's see. Lizette and then Jamie.
Chair, the fact that we are discussing this in this fashion indicates the not so much that we don't have the policy, because intrinsically this is a big part of our business, programming. And I know that the general managers have a responsibility and the program directors have a responsibility to carry out the bylaws. But more interestingly, this is indicative of, as I said, not a lack of policy, but we have too many square plugs, is it, in round holes. That's the problem.
So we can write these bylaws and whatever all we can. If we don't have people in place who know what they're doing and who would not be sidetracked by different factions, then we won't have a problem. And so I will not support the amendment. I would only support this if we are convinced and persuaded that the people we have in place will actually do this. At my station, I am not sure that you would be able to get any evaluation despite the fact that we tried. I know the program director, he has been trying a great deal to even get some evaluation done. But he knows too that there's been some stumbling block in his way. Contrary to what you heard earlier about my personal whatever, these are some of the things that and a few of us, minority of us, have been pushing on the LSB. And I welcome it. I feel saddened that we have to be dealing with it. But I prefer to support this motion as it is, but with the insistence that we set some deadlines as to when we get the explanation about us implementing this policy. We should not let these things go by infinitum. What the move of this motion, do you have a timeline to this?
We can amend it. Once this amendment is off the table, we can amend or approve. In either case, we can amend it to put a timeline on it. But it's what's on the floor at the moment is Susan's motion. Susan's amendment. Jamie.
Hi, thank you. The reason why I like Susan's amendment is that as I read the motion, you're asking GMs and PDs how they are implementing this bylaw. I mean, I think it would be more informative for us if we asked GMs, PDs, and LSBs on how this bylaw is being implemented. If you get the stories from the LSBs and the management, it would be a more complete information because the bylaw really refers to this is the LSB's job, and you know it may be the case that the LSB has tried to do stuff and not gotten cooperation, or it may be the case that the LSB maybe an LSB hasn't done anything. I think what was Susan's amendment exactly? Did it replace LSBs?
It
replaced GMs and PDs and put in LSBs?
Yes, basically.
Okay, I would like to amend that amendment to say GMs, PDs, and LSBs.
Second.
Okay, Jamie's amendment is on the floor. Is there any objection to Jamie's amendment? Hearing none. Is there any objection to Susan's amendment, now amended by Jamie, to the main motion? Hearing none. Is there any objection to the main motion as it now stands amended? Hearing none, we have unanimous support for this.
Look how easy it was.
Okay, very good. That concludes the Governance Committee section of the agenda, and we will now move to public comment. I have a list, and I'll read from the list. As there are close to 20 people on the list, and there may be more people who wish to speak, we will limit everybody's comments to 90 seconds. Well, let me see how many names are on here. Is it everyone who wishes to speak? Have they put their name on it? Okay.
Let's get a full list, and then we'll figure out what the time is.